Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Jaffe, and it's big interview time, but it's actually book interview time, as we like to say these days. So our book interview today is about the M-Word Journal, How to Have the Money Talk. And that's a companion to the M-Word, the money talk every family needs to have about wealth and their financial future. That book just came out in its second edition, and then it's now joined by the M-Word Journal. And both were written by Lori Sackler. If you want more information on the books, well, it's themword.com, which when you run it together is themword.com. But you can go there for more information. It's all linked up at the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page. Lori Sackler, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
I'm really curious about the journal side of things, because we talk all the time on this show about how important it is to have talks with your family about money, to not make money taboo, all those other sorts of things. And I'm curious. So you wrote a book about, hey, you need to have this talk. And then you basically found out from people that that wasn't enough and they needed to get more hands on. Here's the guide. They couldn't actually have the talk without extra audiovisual materials.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It is such a tough topic to tackle. And the feedback I got was great. You created this process. We can follow it. But, you know, we need more focus on the how-to. So what I designed here was sort of interactive, detailed roadmap, step-by-step, so people can actually, there are three things they can do. They can collect all the information they're going to need, so they'll be prepared to go through the conversation. Secondly, they're going to be able to also identify the roadblocks that are interfering. We're going to go through how they can overcome the roadblocks, you know, manage the psychological, emotional pieces. And thirdly, it kind of walks them through, if you need help, who are the professionals? Who are the third parties that can help you? And how do you create that process that you need to repeat? Because it's definitely going to have to take, you're going to take, it's going to take more than one session, more than one talk.
The journal, what's nice about it is that for somebody who's preparing for the talk, it really says, hey, let's get everything together so that when we have it, you can kind of show folks and show your loved ones, as opposed to just kind of saying, hey, mom and dad have been kind of successful and you might want to know that we've got this or that. I love that side of things, but I'm curious because as I was reading both the book and the journal, there are certainly times when having this conversation is particularly appropriate. You're merging families, you're retiring, you're doing whatever. But when do you start having this discussion? I mean, if you've got an only child, do you start telling them at 18 that, you know, hey, someday all this will be yours? When does it play out that you should be talking to your family about this stuff?
You know, it's a very good question. I mean, I think you can start having conversations when the kids are young, not certainly not about your will and transferring the assets, but, you know, early on having simple conversations when the kids are starting to understand. I mean, I remember I was out with my son. He was 4 or 5 years old, and we were finishing up a conversation with somebody next door at the table next to us, and he turned to me and he said, you know, mom, get their card, dad, get the check. He was like, oh, my God, he sees that you have to pay for things so that the kids will see things. And, of course, then we had a conversation of how you pay. You pay for credit card, you pay by check or cash. So I think there are plenty of opportunities to have money talks along the way. And when you provide an allowance, that's another opportunity. But, you know, the big ones, you have to wait till the kids are prepared. It's an age-appropriate time. And I think having some third-party guidance on that is always helpful.
From the perspective of the book, is the conversation more important, or is the preparation, the idea that you need to know what you're going to say and you need to have the decision process? Because I find that so many people, they kind of let circumstance decide what's going to happen, as opposed to trying to take away the chance that, you know, things will turn out right or wrong.
Right. You know, I liken it to going on an interview or presenting an important presentation to, you know, somebody in business or someone important to you. I mean, you have to prepare, and most people don't. They don't think that when it comes to these kinds of issues that are personal that you have to prepare, and it's even more important to do so. So, you know, I also liken it to learning a new language. Most people don't have these money talks. There's lots of reasons why they don't. So, yes, preparation is important. You got to You got to identify the information. You got to identify the transition point that you're dealing with. I mean, I have the what I call the P's and the R's, the five steps. But you know, clearly, it's around preparing. The first two are, you know, you're going to identify the transition point, identify the information. The second one, you know, is what are the roadblocks. You know, you have to identify what's interfering with you having these conversations and how are you going to overcome them. And the third step is really prepare physically, logistically, and psychologically. It really focuses on the how-to, how's the best approach. So, yeah, preparation pays. You got to do it. And most people don't. So that's why I felt there was a real need to put it out there.
Well, it's interesting. I have a friend who's been going through sort of the hellish financial and family situation where the parents basically said, hey, we want you to come and be our caregiver. She literally was living in a foreign country. They bought her a condo nearby. So, okay, this may or may not work. Meanwhile, it's upsetting the brother and sister who live in town, right, mm-hmm. who weren't consulted. This woman, my friend, didn't want to be there. And I'm sitting here going, at some point, you needed to sit down and have this discussion with your family about who you wanted to help, you know, with your care, you were expecting, what it was going to do to your finances overall. You know, great, you're giving her a house, but you're putting these demands on her and her family and whatever. And I looked at this and I said, this happens a lot. And especially like, you know, we always think about it like from the inheritance standpoint. Oh, there's going to be an inheritance. But it's the flip side many times. It's the other way. Like, hey, wait, we need to have the money talk because I haven't been quite as successful as maybe you think, or there's a chance that I might outlive my money, or I never bought long-term care insurance, right?
Exactly. So I identify five big transitions, and you sort of identified them all. Changes in financial circumstances after 08-09, that was a big deal. Aging family members, loved ones that need to be cared for. Yes, you have to have multiple conversations. Living longer in retirement. Think about the life expectancy. You know, the fastest growing segment of the population are centurions, people living past 100. So, of course, estate transfers is big. But I think at the end of the day, yes, all these are events in life that need to be planned for. You need to prep, and you also need to prepare for the conversations that you have to have. Your friend, unfortunately, got stuck in a bad situation. Her parents hadn't really had the conversation, and they thought that buying her a condo was going to satisfy all her concerns. Now, I don't think so. So, and other family members need to be brought on board. So, you know, in that particular situation, it's caring for the financial, but the physical health of the parties is also equally important. So it's a big responsibility, and you need third-party professionals.
Why does somebody help somebody understand? Because I would think that, if anything, the book would prove that maybe you don't need third-party professionals, at least until after you've had the conversation, and now you want to codify or put in rules or get insurance or whatever it might be.
Well, think about it. If you come from a family history where money conversations are fairly common, I mean, there are examples of that. I interviewed some of these people. You don't necessarily need third-party professionals to have the conversation. But yes, at the point in which your friend, let's assume there were some conversations and there were some decisions that needed to be made, yes, in that situation, you would probably bring in the doctor to sort of understand what the physical health issues are. You'd bring in the financial advisor, the accountant, the lawyer, whoever's involved to help put documents together, prepare not only the estate, but the living wills, et cetera, all that documentation. So, I always say that the transition point will help you identify what third-party professionals, and the family history and the ability to have the conversations will determine whether or not you need help with that. And my sense is that most people do. If you have a third party, whether it's Aunt Sally or Uncle Joe or maybe that trusted accountant or somebody who everybody trusts within that family unit, that's going to help you because think about it. The emotional issues around money are pretty, they're tender. They're sensitive. And it's easier to have a third party who has the skill set to create these conversations and help the flow and resolve conflict, et cetera. I mean, certainly I create a lot of information to help people get through them and prepare, et cetera. But having a third party professional, I think, is really helpful.
Anybody can have the talk. But is there one thing you believe that the book and the journal bring out that's really going to help people more than any other? Like, this is the piece that if we didn't read the book, you never would have thought about it.
The reason I wrote the books is to help destigmatize the money talk. And so what I'm really trying to do is give people the tools so that they can start the conversation and get help if they need it. And look, I wrote it because there wasn't anything out there like this. So I'm hoping that it will start to kind of facilitate people understanding why it's so important and give them the tools so they can get started with the conversations and planning.
From first edition to second, was there anything you heard that made you say, hey, wait, I need to add this. I need to change that. Something in the process needs to be updated because it's all different now.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very insightful question. Yes, in fact, because I, believe it or not, I wrote this book, it took me a year, right? So I think I wrote it in 2011 and 12, and of course that was after 08-09. When I came back to update it, the world is different. I mean, we've created some jobs, the economy has rebounded, so there were certainly different tax issues. The Supreme Court had made some decisions that were pretty profound about gender equality. So yes, a lot of issues I had to update. I really wanted to make it more current and accessible, and in addition, social media. Like, there's a lot of ways to communicate with people, so I had to address that also.
It's the M Word, and more importantly right now, because it's brand new, the M Word Journal, How to Have the Money Talk. It's out from Lori Sackler. Lori, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Remember, folks, if you want more information on the M Word and or the M Word Journal, go to themword.com, or as it reads out, themword.com. All right, we just hit the halfway pole on today's show, but that means there's a lot more to go. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in just a moment.